What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another sunny day in the United States of America. We're back. Thanks for watching our post-election coverage last week.
And all of our liberal tears.
Everyone.
Honestly, I was shocked at how many people were like, I just didn't think that people were still watching that were like big Trump supporters.
Oh, I know.
But thanks for sticking around, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people think you voted for Trump in the comments.
Oh, very hilarious. Very hilarious. I loved reading those
Matt,
comments.
Matt like holds his tongue on the pod.
Sure.
You're respectful.
Oh, someone said they just think I'm cultured.
Yeah.
Culture. Yeah, you should hear him off camera.
He voted for Jill Stein. Yeah. Matt voted for Jill Stein.
No,
even though
really,
he is a sexist, still voted for Jill Stein.
It was our best.
That's why he didn't vote for Kamala.
Matt,
because he's sexist.
Yeah, he voted for a different woman.
Please, please.
That is very funny.
It was our best performing episode.
Oh,
really?
Yep, we got a ton of new subscribers.
Oh.
I think people are like, oh, I'm unzipped. No, we got more subscribers than we lost. So, see ya.
See ya later. My favorite thing in the comments is, mind you, we recorded that 2 days after the election.
Yeah, so it was like, very fresh.
Yeah, I feel like, what is it now, like a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly,
week.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm on my healing journey.
Oh, wow.
Good
for you.
What steps are you taking?
Well, I think like by Saturday, I was like, okay, I'm over it. But not in a way, like every day I look at it and I'm just like, this sucks, this is sad, but not in like a depressive state at the moment.
Are you taking any drugs to feel this way or?
No, just sister wives.
Okay.
It'll cure anything.
I did go ahead and get myself a Zoloft prescription yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I'm going to try it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to try it. Why not?
Yeah. Go for it.
I think I'm just I can't really change what's happening, but it hasn't been like disheartening for me seeing who he's appointing. I'm just like, oh, this is like funny.
Did you see the AI Department of Government Efficiency logo that they made?
No.
It's like a cartoon dog, and it's the Department of Government Efficiency, Doge. Like, we are going to be in for the worst recession in the history of America.
Say, all the Dogecoin I bought in 2020, it's insane.
Oh, my,
can
dude,
you
Bitcoin
cash out
is
right
like
now?
At 92,000.
I'm not cashing out. I'm not cashing out, but it's crazy. Like, I don't want to like go too deep into my finances, but I was drunk and I bought like
put them on the screen.
Tons of Dogecoin in July of 2020.
Oh my God.
And I've never sold since then. It's a good chunk of money.
Yeah.
Dang.
But like,
But I hate it. But
what
I'm
happens
like,
if, like, can it go? Can it? Just,
oh,
like,
it
fall
can go
off?
Down for sure.
Oh, it can go down.
I thought
but
I saw something on Twitter this morning that like isn't Elon a part of that? So technically, him like making it. Then
oh, it's
a,
all highly
it's, like,
illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah, highly.
It's also
illegal.
Him and Vivek.
Yeah, one that, position.
Vivek.
It's and I saw a tweet that was like, it's really funny that they need two men to do a Department of Efficiency.
Yeah, I know. It would take one woman.
It's just
one woman.
It seems like it's just bad news nonstop, and so I'm trying to just not.
Yeah, I think I just have to laugh at this point. So I'm like, this is like, this is a TV show.
Until it starts happening. There's going to be some really dark news stories. Today we're doing, you want to do the just chatting Reddit stuff first? And then we'll do the overreaction.
Yeah, we already decided that when you were absent.
Listen.
And late.
I was 5 minutes late and I had to wait.
There was a crash.
Yeah. Making a left turn in Los Angeles could literally make you on time or late. Like, it's the difference.
That
I think
is
it's
true.
Just because of the traffic situation that was happening. It kicked us off the freeway.
Yeah. And I had to wait to make a left because they were literally just digging a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And it was like both lanes
had to go.
Why would
they do that in morning rush hour?
I know. It's
on a Wednesday. Like,
why do people do anything?
Why do people do anything?
In New Jersey, they have something called the jug handle. Do you guys know what this is?
No.
Oh, okay. So when we make lefts here, we just try to make the left and it's like a green arrow. In New Jersey, try to visualize this. If you want to make a left, you go through the light and then there's like a little mini exit that you take and you make a right around
Wait,
it and then you
sick.
Get through the left. Yeah. Like there's never barely
we
any
need
traffic.
That here, not New Jersey.
It's incredible.
Oh, wow.
It's
we
called
the
jug
here.
Handle because it looks like a handle of a jug. And in a lot of places in New Jersey, that's like how you make the left is you go through the light, make the loop. And it's like when people pull through a gas station to like go through it.
Yeah.
We just have that in New Jersey everywhere.
That's sick.
It's awesome.
That's crazy.
Is it illegal to do like drive through a gas station?
100%.
Yeah. TJ does it all the time.
I do too, but I'm like, why the hell would this be illegal?
Tesla, he drives through it and then he says, oh, whoops, forgot I had an electric car.
That's so funny. Why is that illegal?
Because you're just like cutting and cheating. Because what
cheating.
Makes you so special, that means then everybody should be able to do it. And if everybody did it, it would cause like congestion and more mayhem, and it would prevent people.
So what
from
you think a cop
in.
Would give you like a ticket for doing
no,
that?
No, I don't. I think you have plausible deniability.
The electric
yeah,
car,
just
great
like,
excuse.
I forgot.
Yeah,
I thought I was driving my other car.
I've done mean, it, yeah, but I like, went to you, fill up my tires.
Yeah,
with air.
Getting air in your tires, but you're supposed to act in a way that if everybody else in the world act this way, things would be okay.
Is it true that
nobody's doing that, so I don't care?
Is it true that mailmen and garbage trucks can only make right turns?
Huh?
Oh, I think you might be right about that.
Hold on.
They only yes. make
Should
right.
Chat GPT?
Even at like a traffic light?
Yeah, they yeah. can only.
Their route
only...
is planned like throughout
Whoa.
The entire day.
Because
so,
if they were to make a left
I
turn,
need
they
that
could.
Job. That
it saves
amazing.
Them money or is it
well,
just
no,
the
I think
principle
just
of it?
The traffic like, that it would create if they get like caught or they're
at
like
the, intersection.
The safety of them trying to make a left is so difficult.
Oh, that's
yeah. I feel
it.
Like I've never seen a mailman like on a main road.
But they also save
Drew. You never see a mailman on like
just in the neighborhood.
They just appear
on the highway.
But I think they down. Also yeah. save money and time.
I don't
by
think
not...
they save money or time.
Do you
I
think feel like a mail truck goes on the fast highway? Enough for a highway?
I honestly don't think that they do that because all the post office, it's like per
not
town.
On, yeah.
It's not like the guy's going from, you know, Laguna Beach to Santa
like,
Monica.
They have districts and neighborhoods yeah, that they so like saying, only focus on that.
Have you ever seen a mail truck on a highway?
No. No, no, no. That wouldn't make any sense.
I don't know why the driver's side's on the other side of the thing, too.
It's so they
Where
can
are we?
Up the mail,
London?
The seat also moves, doesn't
no,
it? Oh.
Oh, the seat. Oh, that... But the, thought, but the steering wheel is on the
correct,
wrong side.
They're all, it's because they're think, all from England.
So I always wonder, it's like, where are they all going to the bathroom? Like UPS drivers, like...
I know.
Can I say something disgusting?
Yeah, what? Please do.
If you are squeamish, please scroll by. I have to get this off my chest.
Oh, I have something to tell you that you'll love after.
I went to go get my Tesla charged yesterday. There's like right by my new apartment, there's a gas station and they have like a row of charging stations. Not Tesla, just like EVgo or whatever. And I'm sitting in the car and I had like a 25 minute charge. So I'm just kind of chilling. And I see a guy dressed in like priest attire, like, or not even priest, like monk-ish. I couldn't even tell what it was, but big robes, white robes. He had like a red hat. And it looked like a legitimate, you know, guy. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I would love to see which EV he's driving. But
that was your first
EV
thought?
Yeah, because it's not just Teslas.
Like,
it's like there's like the Kia, there's the, you know, Rivians. Sure. And like, yeah. It's like I'm like, which one is he in? But he doesn't walk to a car. It's like and what we're facing is like the gas station store. It's like the, you know, where you can go in and
yeah,
like buy snacks and stuff.
Over.
So this guy just kind of like directly in front of my car, maybe like 20 feet away, just sits down and he's kind of like holding on to the dumpster that's like next to it. And he's just kind of like sitting Uh-oh. There. And I was like, what is he like, what's he doing? And it looked like he was like struggling a little bit and like waiting for something. And I was like, what is he waiting for? And then he gets up and he just like puts his robe back down and like fixes himself. And I was like, huh. And underneath him was the biggest pile of human shit I've ever seen
no!
in my life.
You hadn't looked at it?
No, I could see it. It was fucking 80 pounds of
steam coming off of
it. It was liquidy and like, and it was disgusting. And it was directly in front of me. And he made eye contact with me and was just like, well,
what car did he wind up getting?
He didn't go. He walked back to like where the main area was.
He didn't have an EV.
He did not have an EV. I think he might have just been getting gas and probably was like, hey, is there a bathroom in here? I really need to take a shit.
And they said no.
And they said no bathroom. And he just took the biggest pile. It was like
no
liquidy and... I don't know,
even
man.
Courtesy wipe?
I don't know. It was, I'm like, it traumatized me. I've never seen human shit with my own eyes before. Like, in
you
that
lived, you lived in Manhattan for years.
Somehow I've never seen it.
I can spot yeah. human shit over dog shit in, all day.
I don't know if I can.
It was really traumatizing.
Dude, I've seen human poop. Come out of a person's body.
Where?
On Hollywood.
Oh.
Oh.
Dude, I saw a man laying on the ground like this and it coming out.
Oh, God.
With my
oh
own
my
eyes.
God.
I've never seen another.
He was ready.
Oh, my God. With my own eyes. And I've seen a man poop in an aisle at the Walgreens or the Rite
Aid.
Well,
then I just had to sit in my car for the next 25 minutes as my car was charging with this pile of shit just in front of me for 25 minutes. And I was just like looking around. I got out of my car to walk around to get away from it. Like,
this is why you're going on Zoloft.
Aaron, yeah. I had the same comment I was about to make.
It was really traumatizing and I'm wow. really upset. I even like looked at like my coffee grounds this morning and I was like, this reminds
oh,
me.
Gosh.
Well, if it makes you feel better. Emma and I were walking from Pilates to her apartment and I sharted in my leggings.
Oh, but nothing came out. Sharted. Nothing came out.
But you were able to
wet.
Like seize it?
What?
What?
What'd you say?
You said film it?
No.
What?
No.
Wait, what?
She was saying nothing came out, but it was like I felt wetness.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was pretty sure that like I pooped a little bit.
We're really getting back to our roots here. Remember, we used to talk about poop once poop, an episode.
Pee, pee, poop, poop, poop. We're talking about this for all you Republicans. So more your speed. Pee, pee, poop, poop.
Or the ones I would just say were dumb. Wait, hold on. I looked it up. It says in California, garbage trucks can take a left turn unless there are specific road restrictions or local rules preventing it. While left turns are generally allowed for all vehicles, certain it's gonna be a word you're gonna have to help me with
municipalities.
Yep. Oh. Might have route
quiet
guidelines.
Down, woman. Sorry.
Yeah. However, California does not have a statewide law banning left turns for garbage trucks.
Oh.
That's always said correct.
That is the one job. I don't know if you could pay me maybe $1 million a year to drive like an 18-wheeler through Manhattan. Those guys.
God. Oh, yeah.
I would feel, the thing is, I would feel so bad. I'd be like, I'm so sorry, everyone. Like, no one can get through.
Even
like,
driving a car in Manhattan is
I could never.
I drove a car through Boston one time, just like downtown, and I was scared out of my mind.
What?
Just too much going on.
Really?
Down in Boston? I was kind of freaking out.
Can't even drive in Boston.
It was intense. It was really intense. But, okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine
compared
driving
to
New York
I feel like Boston is like a way easier city to navigate.
If you're just
I was in one area that was really intense.
Maybe like FIDI.
Yeah.
But just like there's so many one-way streets in Manhattan that like if you are just stuck in a one-way street, you can ruin the entire city. Like the whole like one person could just shut down the whole city by being stuck. It's fucked.
Love the subway.
Disagree. You want to talk about human shit.
It's disgusting and a little scary, but I think getting places, it's a lot.
The subway. And I also love how affordable it is to get places. Yeah. Here,
and you can
it's
just
scan like,
your phone now.
Oh, come see me in Venice. I'm like, I'm going to spend $120 today to come see you. It's insane.
To take an Uber to get there.
Yeah, it's going to be $60 there, $60 back.
Yeah.
Of course. It's so expensive to just get to other places. If we did have a good rapid transit.
It was somewhere on the internet. It was like, I forget what country. It might be Japan, but like some other country that has a subway system, like New York's basically. And it was tons of like pictures of Americans in their subway and how like disrespectful, like putting their feet up on the bench and like just being gross and like how clean theirs are.
Yeah,
the
transit system in Japan is.
I think that's the best one, right?
Like, Japan. When I think about New York subway, I'm like, I got to brace myself. I got to pull, like, my nose.
Oh, it's a traumatic
experience. I need a taser.
Experience. Yeah.
No, it's
I need
a
knife. I need everything. But,
scary.
Like, in, a, like, Japan.
Even just the temperature control in there. Ugh. It goes from you'll be freezing 2 degrees outside. Then you get into the subway, 90 degrees and 100% humidity. God. Then you get into the car and it's, like, again, 12 degrees. And then, but you're in a car.
That would drive me absolutely bad.
It's insane. That's when I realized I had to move to California. There was just one day I was in a North Face, sweating, waiting for the subway because it's 90 degrees and humid inside of the subway. And then you get on the subway and you're just this and it's so loud and then it gets stuck and you're just like, and I was like, man, Matt lives in California. Jason's there. Like all my friends are there. Fuck this. And then I was like, I'm moving here. Now I live here.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Welcome to the bubble.
Oh, I know.
Welcome to
as if we're
California.
All like multi-millionaires living in our
It's also so funny because I'm literally from Massachusetts.
I know. I'm from New Jersey. We're not this
in
this bubble.
I'm the bluest state in the country.
Oh, you are the bluest state,
is
right?
Really?
Or is it Maine or Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Mass.
Slay.
And the smartest, so.
I'm surprised California or like Washington isn't like the bluest. I thought California
I feel
was.
Like there's just so many different places in California.
It's too big, yeah.
Mass is so small.
I'm feeling blue.
I'm blue.
Okay. Well, and again, I'm sorry I'm late.
It's fine.
No, you're literally fine.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just pulling your little leg.
Where are you in traffic? Let's get hyper-local.
So they kicked us off on exit 3.
Oh, gosh. Here we go again.
Have you guys heard Halsey's real voice?
What
like, do you mean?
Conversationally?
Like, a twang. Like, she has, like, a twang to her voice.
She's from New Jersey. What kind of twang does she
got? It's, like, very... I can't really do it, but
does she say, like, water and soda?
She's in the movie Maxine, actually, and she has this, like, really thick, like... It sounds like a New York accent.
She's not
like,
doing a character in Maxine?
No, she said, that's how we talk at home. She literally called her mom in an interview. She's like... Like, can you talk like how we talk at home?
Why would she not talk like that all the time then?
I think she just like media trained herself to not be like,
Not, hi, y'all.
Yeah. Ooh, I do think like some celebs start switching up their voices sometimes. From like, New I think Britney Spears was like pretty country for a bit and then like had like this different voice and then went back conversationally. And Britney Spears' voice has been all over the place, I feel like, from watching her.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. Uncommon Goods scours the globe for original, handmade, and absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person that you know. We have all each got some amazing gifts for each other, for our families, for ourselves, and truly, every time a new shipment from Uncommon Goods arrives, it's a great day. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts that you can personalize, from holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same old selections you could find just about anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a $1 back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/good. That's uncommongoods.com/good for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And now, back to the episode.
Oh.
For like my whole life. And then I trained myself into talking like this because I thought I sounded smarter.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The real Halsey.
Okay. I was like, lean into it.
Yeah, you were like,
sorry. I feel like your accent was giving a little Betty Boop. Who were you channeling? Who were you trying to...
Okay, I have to say something super embarrassing. That wasn't an accent. This is my accent. This is an accent. That is actually how I talk, because that's how I grew up talking.
Actually how I
talk. Oh, that's like Staten Island.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of New Jersey.
Like, she called her mom in another one I watched, and her mom sounds just
exactly
like that.
The same.
Yeah. That's very Staten Island.
Like,
mom.
Why she changed it.
Yeah, because you're like, why'd she change it? I'm like, well, such a
The Jersey Shore, remember that show? Yeah. And everyone's like, the New Jersey accent? It's fucking bullshit. That's the Staten Island accent. We don't talk this. I have a New Jersey accent. The
I don't hear an accent.
Thank Jersey?
Yeah,
thank
that is you. Not how we talk there. Like,
Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey. Oh,
the Jersey Shore.
They don't all sound like Tony Soprano.
No, well, Tony Soprano is more of like the specific Italian New Jersey accent, but that's like very...
everyone.
We went to this event yesterday for personal day. Which was like,
oh,
Lily
I saw
Reinhardt's.
That. I was like, is Mike okay?
Well,
but then I saw it was an event. Like, the first thing I saw was just like the sign that said personal day.
I'm taking
like,
a personal day.
I was like, oh, is he at a spa? What's he doing?
Rehab.
I went to mental
lib
health.
Liberal
rehab. I mean, California. That's
liberal
the place.
Tears rehab.
But I was just saying, it'd be funny. Like, so it's like Lily Reinhardt's skinny hair company, but. I was saying, Matt, it'd be funny if they hired Lily Reinhardt.
Yeah.
She's an actress. She made a skincare company called Personal Day.
Skincare.
Skincare.
Okay.
Acne. My friend works for the company, so that's why I got invited. Oh. I'm by no means a skincare influencer, contrary to popular belief.
Skinfluencer.
But I was saying, Matt, it'd be funny if they hired like a New Jersey guy to... to like do the speech, and he's like, "Hey, we're here for Poisonal Day."
Poisonal
Day. Just
want
to thank Lily Reinhardt and Poisonal.
Is there a Nebraskan accent?
Not really. I think more in like Iowa, they'll say like washcloth.
Oh
like
God!
That. Yeah, but I'm not. I don't associate myself with that.
Okay.
You have the strongest accent on the pod.
You think so?
100%.
Like,
what?
I think
you
I
have
get
a Texas
like,
accent.
I get twangy and goofy with like how I express myself.
Say P-E-N. What is that?
Pen or pin.
What's P-I-N?
Pin.
Also pin.
Same. Yeah, that's like yeah.
I don't hear an accent from any of you guys.
From Matt?
Like
I don't think so.
I think Matt has a little one.
Matt's got a little twang.
A little one for sure.
What do I sound like?
You sound normal.
Normal.
Did you ever have a Boston accent?
No.
But you said your whole family does, right?
Like my parents, yeah.
Oh,
just because all of them like
funny.
Grew up in like Boston.
Yeah.
All of my friends' parents.
My best friend in college from Boston, he like made it a point when he moved to New Jersey to get rid of his Boston accent because he was like,
it's not a cute accent.
He's just like, we all sound like fucking idiots. Yeah. Like, I can't even do it, but yeah.
I saw it.
Love you, Boston, though.
I saw a tweet that was like, it's funny how like the bo- like when people have that accent when it's hard to explain. Sorry, I'm really trying to think of how to explain it. Like if someone had that accent anywhere else in the United States, like say they grew up in like Florida and had that accent, like they'd be put in speech therapy.
Yeah. It is.
I mean, it's like.
Yeah, it is kind of a speech impediment. Like if you don't.
How come all your parents have it, but then like the kids don't have it?
Because like my dad grew up in.
Like proper
Jamaica
Boston.
Plain, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I guess that's like you're watching TV shows. And
their parents, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We grew up outside of the city, so I'm not around really anyone else speaking that way.
Do we still think Michaela's is fake?
Who's Michaela?
The, you probably wouldn't know her. She's like a.
I don't know. I feel like.
Oh, she's like.
Nas Plate.
I
think hers is probably real.
Chris Jenner?
No. What does she say that's like so common? Never mind.
Kylie Jenner? Something.
No.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, Chris Kardashian or like.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, yeah, we did that.
That's the woman you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think she's hamming it up. She can do the accent so well.
I don't think anyone sane enough could like fake it for that long.
No. You think she's waking up in the morning with that voice?
Well, people had found like old videos of her without the accent. So
but that's like Halsey.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be it, too. Like, I don't think people should jump to conclusions when it comes to that stuff, because, like, who fucking knows?
The videos they found of her, she was in, like, journalism school or something. Yeah. Obviously, she's not going to go on there and be like, Kim Kardashian, today the weather report is this. It's like she's the lady from fucking Monsters, Inc.
With the glasses.
Wazowski. Yeah.
That's a great trend. The guys, girls asking their dad, do you remember Mike Wazowski? Have you seen this trend?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're asking their Italian dads in New Jersey if they remember Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, Mike Wazowski.
They always remember who he is.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Because it's such a...
It sounds like a guy you knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a girl I met at a bar like a year ago.
Ooh.
And I didn't... I've seen Monsters, Inc. like one time, and this Mike Wazowski thing was not in media, and I hadn't heard the name in years. And she was like, oh, you look like Mike Wazowski. And I thought she was just being anti-Semitic, that I just looked like another Jew that she knew. And I was like, okay, fine.
But also, what?
Yeah,
rude either way.
Wait, is Mike... He's
the green guy.
He's the monster.
Billy Crystal?
No, they're all monsters.
Mike Wazowski's the green guy with one eyeball.
I know,
Billy,
I gotta,
Billy
like,
Crystal?
Refresh
myself.
Yeah.
But they're all monsters.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Billy Crystal, like John Goodman.
I mean, I'm still friends with her. We ended up being friends, but she was like, look, Mike Wazowski.
Were you
and I
like,
was like,
can you explain why you think I look like him?
I didn't well, she said it was because I was wearing glasses, I guess.
But
I don't know.
He doesn't wear glasses.
And I don't know what to tell you, man.
Like, this is what.
What the fuck?
I
you
guess.
Know what? I gotta see it.
I'd be like,
maybe I was wearing a green sweater. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I have some like little topics we can just chat about.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
Over the course of the week. This one says, what's a life skill everyone should know by the time they're 30?
They're 30?
Yeah.
You should know everything by the time you're 30. What?
I'll say the top comment on Reddit is conflict resolution.
What is a skill that everyone should know by the age of 30? I think you should know how to change a tire.
Ooh. I don't know how to change a tire.
I'm a woman.
Yeah,
but I mean, granted, it's been a long time since I've changed a tire, but I think
you've changed a tire before.
Doesn't it?
Yes,
have to
I was
do
a
with,
Cub
like...
Scout.
There's no way you've changed a tire.
I couldn't picture you changing a tire.
I've changed at least three tires in my life.
Don't you have to like pump up the car?
Yeah, you get the jack out.
See, that seems
and
like
then
a
the
lot
jack
of...
has the one part, and you rotate that up, and you have to make sure there's usually like a little flat part that's behind the tire. You get it underneath that platform, you elevate that up. Also make sure you loosen the little lug nuts before. Yeah.
I've never changed a tire in my life.
No, me neither.
Okay. I have, but it was an electric
AAA.
Yeah. What? I'm calling my dad.
Yeah.
You're calling your dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
If I
just call AAA. Usually.
I don't know if I have AAA.
I don't have AAA.
Oh, you don't have AAA?
I don't think so.
It's not that expensive, man.
Is that car insurance?
No.
Or is that just like
it's a roadside assistance for a membership. Like if your battery died, they'll come and replace your battery. Also, sometimes you could be in a situation where you get a flat tire on the side of the highway, which is a very dangerous spot to be in. And you'd rather have a professional there like to come and replace it and do it for you and do it a little bit faster. Also, sometimes if you're locked out of your car, AAA will come and help that too.
Yeah, that's dire. they've done that for me.
What, do they smash your window in? And
no, they have no,
get the, they get the little like pump that's almost like, you know, your blood pressure pump. They wedge that into the door and then air that up and get enough space between the door opening and the frame of the car. Oh. And then they get the little like latch thing.
Oh,
and
good
open
to know.
Up the side.
Huh. Yeah, I've had that done a lot when I lived in Massachusetts.
A lot?
Yeah.
Have you told them the story about you hitchhiking?
No, I did hitchhike.
That's did so hitchhike. Dangerous.
Like, oh, drunk hitchhike home? Or did you, like,
no, it was
cross
in the
country.
Middle of the day. There was, I think it was, like, a hurricane or something.
I just know.
This
I
is
just
like
know.
A horror movie.
I think that's what it was.
No, yeah, you said it was pouring.
What state was this?
At least.
Massachusetts. But so, like, I was driving somewhere. The hurricane had, like, I don't remember if it had, like, passed or...
Maybe it was, like, a tropical storm.
Yeah, something like that. And I was going somewhere that was like an hour away, but I had to stop to get gas. But then every gas station I went to didn't have any gas because the like electricity or whatever was out.
This is a horror movie.
And so yeah. Then I was on the highway and it broke down.
And how old were you?
21.
I didn't know if you were like
yeah,
16.
Yeah, I got a ride. Like, they brought me to the gas station.
Wait,
I got...
who, you just went like this?
Yeah. I was literally walking on the highway and like someone stopped.
What kind of person? Man, woman?
It was
adult?
A couple.
Did you like lift up your shirt a bit?
No,
like,
were
you like Gracie Abrams? Or were you just like.
No, I think I was literally just walking and then they just stopped because they were like, oh, there's a girl
in
who's
the rain.
Just stopped on the
you,
freeway.
You could have been human trafficked easily.
It was, you know, 2013.
They were doing human trafficking.
I'm live. I would go instantly live.
That didn't exist.
Yeah, we didn't have live in 2013.
I guess not.
I'm
oh
live,
God!
I'm
well, we're
live.
I'm glad you're with us, Aaron.
Yeah,
that is a really good idea.
Saw a woman hitchhiking.
That was probably
in the
one
sunset.
Of the. I've done a lot worse.
Oh yeah, you used to be a little crazy, huh?
Yeah,
but she's ran like, from the cops.
Oh, we've all done that.
Yeah. Oh, we have. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What else do you think is a life skill that you should know by the time
I think
you're
30? Like financial management would be something like not like paying off your credit cards in full every month, having a savings account, having a. Like a checking account, having enough money stowed away for an emergency, planning for retirement. I don't know. Boring, standard stuff. By the time you're 30.
Knowing how to balance a checkbook.
Oh,
that
God.
I
don't
know. We learned that in school with like checkbooks, and there was this whole other area on top where you had to like keep track of all of your expenses.
Yeah.
And they
oh my
were
God,
drilling
it overwhelmed
that into us.
Me. Thank God I don't have to deal with it.
Well, it's because people didn't have a phone. So you would, and you weren't going to your bank every day. So when you would write checks, you'd have to like basically remember how many checks have I given out and how much is in my account. And you don't want
to
overdraw.
That's crazy to think
insane.
About.
Insane.
Because they didn't have like a screen to look at. Like, oh, that's how much is in my account.
Yeah. You would like know at the beginning of the month, okay, I have, you know, $4,000 in my account. I wrote a check for $72. Okay. 72 minus 4,000. That's how much I have. People were buying groceries with checks in the 90s.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's can you imagine?
Oh, my mom used checks all the time when I was
me
growing
too.
Up. Yeah.
That's how you would literally pay for everything.
I used to pay for therapy here with a check. Like,
you would write
six
a
years
check
ago,
to
probably.
Your therapist?
Yeah. She only took cash or check.
Insane.
For a while. I mean,
here's
she
a
changed,
note from
but...
my bank. I'll pay you later. I promise.
We just had check fraud.
Huh?
Check fraud?
Like bouncing checks and
no,
stuff?
No. Oh. No. Like, people took $8,000 out of our bank account with like checks that didn't even have our names on them.
Me acting shocked, but it was us. I forgot.
Yeah. No, no, it wasn't.
Oh, someone did steal a bunch of money from our.
That was like that. You've seen the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
I watched his like Google talk, and apparently that guy turns out he lied about everything.
The whole story.
The whole story
him?
Is also a lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just like a con artist, like to the bitter end. Like,
but he was hired because he was a good con artist.
No,
just the whole.
I don't even think he worked for the FBI. Like his whole thing was a fraud.
Bummer.
He went on the Fallon or not the Fallon show, the Carson show in like the 70s and told this whole story. And the whole story that he told on the Carson show is what they turned the movie into. Like have you seen the original, the Carson interview?
No, I haven't.
Oh, if you watch that, it's like basically him describing every scene in the movie. And I think Steven Spielberg saw that interview and then was like basing the movie on this. Then he got all this notoriety after the movie and was like giving talks at Google and blah, blah, blah. And then someone did a deep dive and it turned out he just like, he never was a pilot. He never was a doctor. He just lied about everything.
He never escaped out of the toilet of a plane?
No. Yeah. It's
I'm bummed.
I got to watch that movie.
Catch Me If You Can? Catch Me If You Can?
I think I've seen it.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Tom Hanks, young Amy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Adams.
Oh, Amy Adams has braces in it.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe we'll watch
Did
that.
You guys ever do a field trip when you were younger in elementary school where you went to like a fake town and you
What? It just sounds hilarious.
How is there something new every time?
A fake town?
What are you talking about?
So there was a place called Junior Achievement, and it was this indoor mini town. Oh. In the weeks leading up before the field trip, we would have elections. Someone could run for mayor of the town. You could run for judge. You could run for police officer. I was radio DJ, and everybody gets assigned to these little shops, and we all get paychecks and stuff, and
damn,
we all cash them out. And
see how fast people turn on each other.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's how I learned how to like write a check and balance a checkbook. Was
wow,
through the
town.
It was like a fake indoor town. They have these like now in malls where kids can go and play around in like little
yeah,
fake
we had something like that
cities,
yeah,
but it was a fake city that we went to on a field trip. It was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I loved it.
Where did they do it? Like in a mall?
No, it was almost like in this like big office space. And it was like one story. And they just made all of these little offices and stuff. And there's like a fountain in the middle. And there's a grass. And you can't walk on the grass. And if you walk on the grass, the police officer writes you a ticket. Yeah.
Junior Achievement. Jabiztown. A simulated town where students can learn about the real world through a combination of in-class learning and day-long visit. They run businesses, write checks, vote for mayor, and more. They can also take out loans from their peers.
Whoa.
So cool.
And try to run their businesses profitably.
It's like Monopoly IRL.
Yeah. It was great. We spent the whole day doing it.
Jabiztown.
Look at Google.
I feel like they have to have a game like that, like VR, where you're like that.
Yes.
Should we go?
In a town.
I know. I really want to go.
Play pretend.
To like a little town.
Jabiztown.
That's pretty cool.
Service is like not loading, so
yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is very hypocritical, but I think knowing how to like cook is a pretty
truly
good skill
like basic,
to have by the time you're
basic
30.
Basic foods.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about cooking.
I wish
than
I was
do.
More skilled with like chopping
Me
things,
too.
Looking
oh,
cool,
yes,
chopping stuff. There's times where I'm
that's
like,
that's what you care about, looking cool.
Correct, doing the proper form. Because there's times where I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna like film myself like cooking this, and then I'm like, I don't know if this is the proper way.
Yeah,
I should be cutting
and then you
an
make
onion.
Fun of on the
and
internet.
I'm a big like, put it in that little box and go
chop,
bam, and just like chop up the vegetables.
Yeah.
Good knife work. I wish I was a little bit better at, but I can cook like no problem. I
can
love,
you?
Yes.
Could whip up like a nice lemon meringue chicken.
Lemon meringue chicken, of course. I don't know why we're doing lemon meringue
I don't know.
Chicken.
Just,
that
I'm
sounds
just saying
disgusting.
Words I've heard.
But I can do a good marry me chicken, absolutely.
Marry me chicken?
Yeah, yeah. I can do a good like Tuscan chicken tortellini. I'm
yum.
Really, I take a lot of pride in that. I can make wontons. Good at that.
Yeah, I can't make shit. I mean, I can,
I mean,
I
usually
I think,
cook
but
a new recipe every week.
Where are you getting your recipes?
TikTok. Wait, what's wrong with that?
Just
sorry,
funny.
What's wrong
no,
with that?
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like I wasn't
I
expecting
do.
You to say TikTok.
I do.
So you
I mean,
like,
a lot of people do.
You like look at a 1 minute video and you like pause it. Okay, now we're moving on to the next step. Unpause. Okay, like.
No, I'll screenshot the whole recipe that's in the caption and then I just follow that recipe in the caption. I'm not
going
to
sit there
and watch. Oh, the
text-based recipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what, I mean, usually, I mean, a good person who's like sharing recipes and that's their pride and joy on TikTok, usually they're including that entire recipe in the caption. No?
No, I
okay,
I,
next question. What's next?
Just the idea for me of like, it's just such a monumental difficulty of like, I'm going to go to the grocery store.
I'm not going to the grocery store.
Okay. I'm going to order groceries. Like, well, I'm not ordering, but I'm going to go to the grocery store, buy a bunch of food for a bunch of different meals that I don't know if I'm going to be in the mood for over the next week, portion it out perfectly, and then that week, when I'm hungry, I have to like prepare 2.5 hours ahead of time to start making the food that I want to make and then hope that I make it good enough and then eat it after 2 hours and then clean everything up and do that again tomorrow
that's
and hope
what,
that
like,
I portion everything out.
Yeah, that's what the whole world does, man. It's like just called cooking.
I know, but
in America.
I get what he's saying. Like, I have
make
no
one,
interest
we make,
in
Patricia
it
will make like usually a chicken salad or a taco chicken salad. We have that for lunch and then all meal prep and dinner out that will usually last us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We eat out Thursday, Friday. We're also like eating out. So
I'm just like, hey, it's
do
like
the same thing 3 days in a row for dinner.
Oh, no, maybe if it is that.
Ugh, if I'm I hungry, just, I'm like, oh,
but usually we eat out.
I'm pretty
like,
hungry. I'm feeling like sushi. I will walk over to the sushi place, order some sushi. 10 minutes later, I walk home, and that's it. And I have my sushi. Like I've eaten in the time that it takes to even, like you got to preheat an oven.
I hate cooking.
Yeah, that's insane.
I literally like wish I lived with my in-laws just so
they
could
they can make
have
food.
Like a home.
That is my if I make like $1 million private chef.
Chef, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. Chef would be insane. You need a little more than $1 million.
Yeah, you need a little bit more than $1 million if you're like private
chef. I don't think it's that expensive. I think you can get a good chef for like 50, 60 grand a year.
I want a private omakase chef if I had tons of money.
What's that?
Omakase, like a sushi chef, but like they're giving it to me like roll by roll.
Like you want a Kazunori in your house?
Yes. Yum. Yes, I would have that. Absolutely.
Yeah, like I just want to wake up in the morning and be like, I would like a green juice. You know? And then someone brings it to me.
Yeah. I just don't have the patience for cooking. I don't enjoy it.
No, same. And then if you fuck it up, yeah, then you're like, I know. I burnt it.
If you're 5 minutes late on whatever you put in the oven, your meal is fucking ruined. That's 2 hours of your day. And then you're still hungry.
I'm good about getting an internal temp on there and making sure it's like the right degree.
But sometimes it just doesn't taste good.
I just worked the full day. I don't want to have to sit there and fucking worry about, did my potatoes preheat to the, like,
oh, I
you need
I
a woman
love
in the
it.
Kitchen.
Yeah. I like or a man, like, I don't know, somebody, like not me though.
It's like doing a science experiment. You're just trying to get the proper flow, and when you're having time in between things, you clean some stuff, you get some other stuff done.
Or I could press two buttons on my phone, and then 30 minutes later, a gourmet meal arrives.
Yeah,
not
I guess
a single
so.
Dirty dish to clean up. I mean, God bless America. I don't know how people did it back in the day. It's unbelievable.
I wish I had a
women.
Garden.
People, he means women.
Like Martha Stewart.
Yeah, did you watch her documentary?
Oh, I'm about to, but I've been seeing clips on my TikTok and she's...
It's pretty good. I mean, her garden's crazy. It's like, it made me want to be like, damn, I wish I knew how
to do any of this. I love Oprah's Instagram account when Oprah has her garden. She's like, bountiful harvest. And it's like 20 eggplants. And she's just like...
bountiful like, harvest.
Yeah, someone else picked it and posed for a photo.
I think she's out there enjoying her garden.
I don't think so.
I think Martha Stewart is.
I don't think Oprah is like getting on her hands and knees digging through dirt and worms to
get it. I bet she does it once a month.
Yeah, for the photo op. She's not hungry and is like,
Oprah?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like having some eggplant parm tonight. Let me head over to the garden and pick some. No, absolutely not.
That's of all your food right there.
I do wonder what these people do all day. Like these people that just have infinite money, what do they do all day?
Depends what they do.
Run for office.
Like what is Oprah doing from 9 to noon? Ugh. Is she reading? Is she doing?
She's probably got a schedule. She's a famous lady.
Getting brunch.
Getting brunch.
Shit.
Eating bread. Like she loves bread.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
The Weight Watchers commercial, she's like, I love bread. I love bread.
I love bread.
I do love bread. Yum.
Oh, hanging out with Gail.
Yeah. She's just being a chica.
I guess.
All right, next question.
It seems fun to be like, what I think they do is they just go to different meals. Like that's their event for the day. They go up for brunch with a couple friends.
Yeah.
Then they head back home.
But like, let's not pretend like she didn't build an empire.
No.
Like she earned her chit chat time.
She worked doing the show.
Yeah.
But I'm saying once you are like.
She has her own network.
Do you think she reads her
she
books?
She doesn't need to do anything.
For her book, the book club?
Oh,
is Oprah's book club still a thing?
Or did she just get
the highlights and talk about it?
Oh, yeah, that's like
Oprah
one of the
book club is like the OG book club.
I feel like she would read the books that she would put in her book club.
What else does she have going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or like, you know, what is Larry David doing all day?
We need like a day in the life. Start a YouTube, Oprah.
Or even just, like a Vogue day in life, Oprah.
Yeah. I just feel like those are so fake.
Does she have Instagram? We could just look at it, see what she's doing.
Are those 72 questions rehearsed?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, they especially 100%. Well, they're rehearsed, and I know the guy who's asking it is clearly like re-recording himself asking it after.
Oh,
but
really?
But it seems like they do.
The way it's like coming out,
it
from
seems
his. It's like that guy goes back to the studio and will like ask the question again.
There's
he's
something
so nervous
uncanny
in your life.
Valley about that whole all of them.
Yeah. And they usually there is transitions in it. It looks like it's all one shot, but maybe they'll cut through like a doorway or something and they make it seem like it's...
But how do these people who aren't actors memorize like a 10-minute script of answers?
You have a publicist and you're preparing it for weeks. You're also probably getting your house all done and stuff. You're getting all the new sponsorships for new couches and things. It's
like
a whole
job.
Week production where they're practicing.
It's so it
doing
makes
glam,
me like,
they're asking the question over and over while they're getting glam.
It feels like I'm watching like World War II propaganda films. Like when I'm watching it, there's just something like so unnatural about the way that the
World War II.
You know what I'm doing? Where it's just like,
could
oh,
could you
this
imagine
is-
how long it would take Dave Portnoy to get through one of those?
To get through a Vogue 72. Yeah, I don't know. Those are so strange
to
me.
Are they still doing them? I feel like I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
So.
I feel like they've only done two or three of them, right?
I just like architecture.
What? So many.
They've done a lot of them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
75 questions?
I've seen the memes that are like making fun of them.
Oh my god, no, they've done, there's a lot. Like a shit ton.
Like there's
of
like there's one with Taylor Swift from like 2016 or something.
And is it the same style where it's like this forced?
Yeah.
Like, ugh, I don't know. There's something weird about it.
Well, I liked this one. Surprise, you have slept with the main character of the last TV show you watched. How happy or unhappy are you?
Well, the last TV show
Cody
I watched.
Brown.
Who is that?
Honestly, probably happy.
Who is that?
He's a sister wife man. He has four wives currently. I'm only on season 9.
Wait, is this a documentary?
Yeah,
or like
it's a TV
scripted
show. It's a documentary reality show. It's a reality show. It's called Sister Wives, yeah.
He's married to sisters?
Four women.
No, they're no. all... Okay,
so when you're a polygamist or in a plural relationship, as they like to say, what is it?
Plural?
Plur.
Polygamy relationship?
No, polygamy? He's like married to them, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
Mormon?
Polygamists. No, because they don't believe in that anymore. Like fundamentalist Mormons are different than regular Mormons, and the ideal is split where you cannot have multiple wives. So in like the old days, Mormons were like, okay, yeah, with like the, I don't know, the Book of Mormon or whatever the fuck it's called. They were like, okay, you can have many wives, but then they were like, no, you can't. So then fundamentalist Mormons are like outcasts from the Mormon community. Like the Mormons are like, we do not believe in polyamory. But they are like good fundamentalists. Like
they don't like hate people?
No.
Well, the problem with the fundamentalists is like Warren Jeffs, they like have sex with children.
Yeah.
And like marry kids. And like Cody
Who
Brown.
Who does this?
Warren Jeffs, he's like the leader of the fundamentalist
just
Mormons.
Watch the documentary,
he's in prison.
Keep Sweet. It's really disturbing.
So like everyone in the world pretty much is like, this is the idea I have of people in polygamous relationships is like
Good
a negative
Lord.
Connotation.
Yeah.
But so then they wanted to make this show to kind of be like, we're not like that. We actually hate Warren Jeffs. He is not like the father of our religion. And like, this is what it's actually like for people in plural marriages. And so it's like him, four women. And the thing that's interesting though is like legally they can't all be married to one another. So he's only married to one of them, but then
where do they live?
Spiritually, they started in Utah.
Yeah,
but
makes
now
sense.
Where I'm at, they're in Vegas, and I don't want to know if they're anywhere else. So they're currently in Vegas.
And this is just like a
way of life.
Yeah, or it's just like a reality show where they just like film the lives. Yeah.
Is it with the guy with the long curly hair and stuff?
Yeah,
and
he's
I thought he's still Stop. With
it. Don't say anything because she's watching it.
Oh, okay.
But I will say it is really interesting.
I didn't know if you're on the latest season.
I just said I was on season 9.
Oh, my bad.
Well, here's
see,
how many seasons
nine
there are.
Seasons, folks. Nine seasons.
How many
seasons
are there?
19.
Oh, oh my boy. God.
I mean, it's been on, I literally said, since I was born, but yeah. it started when?
You know what the only reality show I remember I watched The Osbournes. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That was like one of the first reality
was
shows.
Was that one of the first reality shows?
I think so.
Ugh, I just like
it.
Need more
You're
shows
the beer
like
thief.
That.
You're the beer thief. and have you ever watched Big Love at all?
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
It's
that's
on Max.
HBO show.
It was big in like 2006 around that time. And it's with, you know, Bill Paxton, Goodwin. What's her name? Because she's adorable. Claire Goodwin or Jennifer Goodwin and Chloe
Sevigny.
Yeah. It's a great show. And it's basically a Mormon family, but they're in the suburbs.
Is it reality?
But they
or
all
no?
share
no, no,
like the
like
backyard. Like they have three houses, but they try to create this appearance in the suburb that
Ooh.
They're, you know, just three different families who are really
funny.
Close. But he has the backyard is all joined together and he just hops
funny.
Around and stays with all the wives and kids and stuff.
Yeah. The interesting thing about Sister Wives too is like all the women are genuinely like, we love like being like sisters with like, it's not like a competition thing really. It's like, I don't know where you're at.
I mean, I guess if it makes you happy.
Because I was always like, especially like for me, I've watched so many things about Warren Jeffs because it's so interesting, especially because we go to Utah every year and like we drive through places where fundamentalists live. And
you can spot a polygamous house like really clearly. It looks
yes.
like just a house that was built like on The Sims or like your first
yes.
Sims build where it's just like.
Or they just stopped like halfway through construction.
Yeah.
The cabinets.
Yeah. So like that was.
Massive cabinets, like 12 bedrooms. You're like, who is staying in this house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Honestly, watching Sister Wives, I was like, okay, like, no judgment passed here. Like, as long as you're not, like, being a bad person with it, like, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Have all your fucking wives.
That's how I feel. Like, all their kids are all, like, siblings. Yes. Like, they're, like,
yeah, they're not, like, marrying off their children or forcing their beliefs on their kids. Like, one of their daughters where I'm at right now, she was like, I am going to be Mormon. And they're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there ever a wife that has, like, four husbands?
I doubt it, but
yeah, I doubt
maybe.
It.
I just met one who is, she was a lesbian and she had other wives.
That's kind of sick.
I think on Discovery Plus there is a
Scissor
show.
Sister wives.
Okay, oh Jesus.
Wait, like that's a woman who has multiple husbands?
I think so, but it's also TLC, so it could be like fake. Like a lot of those TLC shows, like.
Or is it like an alpha, beta, like. Thing going
really
on.
Know.
There's that one couple I see on TikTok where it's a girl who has like three or four boyfriends, but like one's alpha, one's beta, and they're like all competing in like this hierarchy and stuff. It's
what the hell?
It's a total cringe watch, and everyone who's watching them is just in for the cringe.
What's the last show you watched?
You'd have to sleep with that woman.
The main
probably
character.
Like a congressional Senate hearing.
Yeah, mine probably the West
Marjorie
Wing.
Taylor Greene.
Yeah. it's the last TV show I watched. Oh, probably Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Same,
so Larry David?
No, it would be like, okay.
Oh, the woman? Probably so Cheryl.
Unless that's you're coming out.
No. I mean, Cheryl is, which is, I think she's divorcing RFK now.
No,
you think?
Really?
I read that she was considering it for support of Trump and that she was going to divorce him. And also the fact that he said that he was cheating on her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he had mistresses and he had the whole phone.
The woman from The New Yorker. Olivia Nuzzi was a reporter, this like blonde, like attractive reporter for I think New Yorker or New York Magazine, and it came out that RFK was like having an affair with her, and she
recently?
Was getting in the last year.
And he had like multiple.
Oh yeah, he's had like I think like 100 mistresses over his.
And Cheryl was one of his mistresses at one point.
Yeah.
Aaron's
girl, what are you doing? Yeah, I mean, I'm not reading up on RFK.
No,
and
it's
the best
crazy.
Picture is Larry, RFK, and Cheryl, and Larry is literally just like. And he's just miserable.
I don't know how he does that. Well, I hope she does.
I think mine would be Larry David, too. Like, that's the last, like, legit show I watched. But I feel like show is, like, Love is Blind. But, like,
yeah.
There's really no main character.
Yeah, or, like, The West Wing, it's a bunch of different characters. So, I don't know. I'd probably say
like
CJ Craig,
one.
Alice and Janie, or I guess Martin Sheen is the president.
That's who it was? Who'd
maybe.
Be?
Or Patricia's been watching Rivals, and I'm always, like, catching, like, clips of it. It seems pretty good.
Rivals?
What is that?
It's, like, a British show that's really
reality
popular on
or?
Prime or Hulu. It's really good.
Is it reality or is it scripted?
Scripted.
Oh.
It's like set in the 80s.
I can't wait for Severance season 2. I don't know if you guys watch that show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. About
Holy
time.
Smokes.
It ended on a cliffhanger, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge
cliffhanger.
Huge cliffhanger.
I have to like remember it. I fucking
just rewatch it. It's so fucking good. Oh, man. I'm so excited.
When's it
only show.
Out?
I think January. Oh, God. January.
Before this episode airs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny. The top comment on this says, I watched one episode of the Menendez brothers case, so I don't know how I feel. And then someone else goes, my wife's going to be pissed. I don't feel great about my orgy with Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin.
Oh,
so
that's
they
a
watch
good
Martin's
show.
Only Martin's yeah. Building. Oh, Matt will love this one. What is a red flag to see in someone's home?
Oh, that's a good one.
A sign in their kitchen that says eat.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Is that a red flag,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, like, what do you think that says about
okay.
them?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, think
an
of, like,
okay.
an actual,
no,
like, red flag.
Okay.
Not a style choice,
red...
but a red flag.
You see, like some sort of, like, whip, like an abuse item for a child or something.
Oh, like a
that
paddle?
That would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A red flag.
Like, I would be like, ooh, what do
I would say if
for?
I see, like, a door with a padlock on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ooh. Seeing, like a padlock and the interior of a home is, like, there's,
oh,
I don't
yes.
like I don't like that. That's a
would
bad
you be like,
vibe.
Well, what's that for?
Yeah.
Honestly, if I had like a basement, I'd probably put one on because I'd be so scared that someone would come in through it.
On the in the basement, you would just so they lock
or,
them in.
Yeah.
Or a house that has no locks on any of the doors.
That's a red flag.
I've been in houses like yes, it is. I hate that because I'm like, when I go to the bathroom, I don't know if someone's gonna walk in.
Sometimes
it's fucking
usually
weird.
It's that somebody in the family has like a substance abuse problem or something.
Okay, sorry.
I grew up in a house with no locks on doors.
But
so. No one had a set. Yeah.
You grew up in a house with
house,
no locks?
Not
yeah.
even bathrooms?
Like the bathroom
no
door
lock?
Is not locked?
The bathroom's really the only one I care about.
No, because the house is so old.
Wow.
And so like the doorknobs. By the time I left, like the downstairs bathroom had a lock in the basement.
Oh.
had a lock, and I think the downstairs bedroom had a lock.
But the front doors don't have locks.
Well, yeah, obviously the front doors.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Her parents lived in, wasn't it your mom's?
My mom's parents' house.
Yeah, so like she grew up in that house, and then.
Mm-hmm. And then they sold it.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
And then it was bought by me.
He was so drunk when we were visiting over the summer. He's like, they didn't even offer for us to buy it. And like, I was like, we wouldn't have been able to afford it then, but it was very funny.
Would you want to have bought it, do you think?
No.
Yeah.
Just have it as a rental property?
I don't really know if it's like a town that, oh, maybe. I mean, it's crazy. Like literally like $400,000.
What for, do you know what it was bought for? $10.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like I have no idea.
In the 1800s.
I bet my $10. Grandparents probably charged them like real price of the market at the time.
Yeah.
Carpeted bathrooms. Oh, I mean, it's not like a red flag and like a really like,
that's not, you're a murderer. Thing, is it?
Oh yeah.
A bathroom with carpet in it?
I've seen plenty of carpeted bathrooms.
They exist.
It's disgusting.
Or like a black toilet.
I hate black toilets.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like, it's the most bizarre.
I don't mind a black toilet.
They're
disgusting. Wait, why are they disgusting?
You don't know what you're sitting on.
Yeah, yeah, you don't know how tell if it's dirty clean or clean it is.
Is there poop on the seat?
The fuck
yeah.
Out.
Ugh. I don't want to sit.
They're
on
always
it.
In those like gaudy, like too modern.
Yes.
I think of like Kris Jenner. Does she have like black? She has like everything black. Like
I want one of those penny toilets where the seats, like, you know, the pennies.
Huh?
Come again?
They in the 90s. You don't remember? People would have like, it'd be like clear with like pennies inside of it.
Hold
like
on,
a toilet
I gotta
seat.
What the
fuck are you talking about?
Let me find a photo.
This was before our time.
No, it's not. This was a big.
There were pennies?
Like, do you remember the toilet seats that were like wooden?
Oh, yeah. Like that this? Is awful. Yes. No, not like that.
Mike's like, bring him back.
I do like a this? Wooden toilet
seat. Yes.
You like a dark wood toilet seat on top of a white toilet sometimes is very nice.
Specifically, I feel like it was in my aunt's house, and then they would always have the like fuzzy like.
Oh, God. Like I don't like a fuzzy seat. No,
that's what it reminds me of. Like the fuzzy.
Every
like
Midwest seat, home has that. Yeah. Every I sent you a photo.
And the little the fuzzy thing right around the toilet bowl.
They still sell that at Target. If you go down Midwest the aisles, they so have funny. Like the fucking North Face for the toilet. Why?
Yeah, like what are we doing here? Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And just like a little carpeted area to catch all the germs right below the toilet. But like I don't get it.
It's funny because when I was a kid, I was like, how luxurious. But then as an adult, I'm like, this is gross.
Yeah. Also, like, this is what he's talking about, by the way.
You've never seen
like a penny toilet seat? Or like,
I guess, acrylic. Yeah, in like quirky bars, maybe in like Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I'm saying if you see that in someone's home, you're like, this is a crazy person's home.
What's the thing behind it?
I don't know. It's
make a
like,
wish.
I remember
yeah, pee.
Or maybe it's called acrylic toilet seat.
I'm asking ChatGPT.
I just remember I went into someone's house who was fucking crazy.
Who?
I can't remember whose it was, but it was just like some weird guy's house. And... Or yeah, a wooden toilet seat is horrific. Or
people have like weapons hung up on the walls. Like I understand,
a sword.
Like or the like nunchucks or just like staffs hung up.
Yeah,
or that kind of stuff. I'm like, what is?
Yeah, Tom
this
Sandoval.
Is a bit of a
his sword.
His sword.
He's a sword hung up in his house.
I don't think that's that bad. It depends on like, I don't know.
I put it like in an encasing or like I get. But hung up on a wall, I think it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, I think that kind of depends on what else is
going
on. Even
like your man cave or something.
Or you ever sit in like you go to like an old person's home and the toilet is like the like fluffy seat that like goes.
When
you
like
sit on
it. Cushiony.
It's like a cushion seat.
All the germs.
I just know that some horrible shit went down on that seat. Like that is not. I mean, I think some people need it, but yeah, I don't know. It's like. Also, it's always women don't have to do this, but I hate the toilet seats that just go bam. Yeah. I always wanted to have the slow decline because I don't want to have to anyway.
Mine at home does that, so I like forget, and sometimes like, if I'm like in public or like at someone's house, I just like let it drop and it's like boom, and I'm like, oh my God.
It's the worst when like a toilet seat when like you're just trying to pee, but it just always keeps going down.
You have to hold it up with one foot.
Hold it up. You feel so disgusting because you're having to like really like hold on to the toilet seat for a long time. That's a thing, guys.
I got another red flag, like pee pee pads inside the house for a dog that is not
gross.
Yeah.
Train your fucking dog and put it outside. Yeah. Like that is not.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
It's and it just smells bad, and it doesn't. Whoa. It's
sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
Go, but like speaking of that, I feel like a really like gross cat litter box is a definite red flag.
Yeah,
because it's like sad too. It's like, not only is it gross, it smells up the house.
Yeah.
It's unhygienic. Like, cats want like a clean space. Like, if mine is like somewhat dirty, like they will pee or poop somewhere else. Like, they have no problem being like, ew.
In the house?
It's happened. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, one time, one of my cats literally peed on my bed. Like, just sat there and I saw, and I was like, what the fuck? It's very out of character. I was like, hot. And I looked at the litter robot, because I have the litter robot, and it had, I just like wasn't paying attention to it, and I should have. And the litter was so low in it that she was probably like, there's nothing in here. So
it's like a self-cleaning.
Yeah. I wish I could get one of those just
to have for
to
you.
Go pee in it, like a little urinal that self-cleans.
Just don't have to flush. Someone had a urinal in their house. That TJ actually did. Would be some badass fuck you money.
If, TJ like, did.
What?
It was his it was his like barter with his dad when they his were barter? Building. He was like, if I help you, you have to put a urinal in my bathroom. And he did.
Wait, so he helped his dad build the house?
Yeah, like, sort wait, of,
in like,
yeah.
A, like a family, you know, four bedroom kind
no,
of house?
Like in his like... bedroom bathroom. No, it was a very
like his
big
personal
house.
Bedroom.
Or wow.
Bathroom.
Yes, in that's... his personal bedroom.
What I got? Is he a Pix?
Probably. I mean,
like classic flush, just like lever. If I was
know.
A lawyer
I think so.
And I had like a study in my house and I was just working yeah. all the fucking time and I had my own little private bathroom, I would actually love a urinal in that. Not for like guests to come see, but in my own study.
Yeah.
A little nice badass
well,
urinal. Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine have, like, being like a teen too. Like, how fun.
Yeah, just like being in your
that's
urinal.
A fun fact.
Yeah.
I think also people smoke cigarettes inside their house.
That's a red flag. Yeah, if it smells like cigarette smoke.
Yeah, we've talked about that, I feel like, a lot. But
the nicer the house, the more cool I think it is.
To smoke cigarettes inside?
It feels like more
classy. If I come to a party and like it's up in the hills and like you could smoke inside.
No, it's trashy.
I'm ripping a cig.
That's... Whoa. No,
I mean, but I wouldn't have like a family house and stuff. Like, if it was like a bachelor pad and you can smoke inside.
Okay, don't
I think
be
it's
sexist.
Cool.
Let's hear it.
The guys of Reddit. What is the hardest thing to explain to women?
The hardest thing to explain to women.
Like in my mind, I'm thinking the other way. Like how, like the pain of having cramps. Like I can't.
Like that.
What were the top comments on that post? I'm actually really curious.
Like, I think I do a pretty good job of trying to understand, but it's like explaining.
How much our balls hurt when you hit them?
Yeah, I
know. That's like what I thought of. The top comment is that just because I'm quiet in your presence doesn't mean I'm upset. It just means I'm either tired, don't have anything to say, or I'm thinking about something.
Mm.
So I think a lot of girls
like these
or women
are
like.
Both ways.
Totally. Someone said, what's the biggest waste of money people do on a daily basis?
Oh.
Avocado toast and coffee.
Oh, yeah, going to.
I think, yeah, coffee, too. Those types of purchases.
That's not a waste.
After my tirade, I will say, the meme that I like is, I can't afford anything. Everything's so expensive. And then it's like, you paid for a private taxi for your burrito.
Yeah.
Like, and you bought the biggest truck that guzzles the most gas.
Yes, the number one selling car in the country is the fucking Ford F-150. Like,
so it's like,
that's why you can't afford anything.
What,
yeah. Car payments like, being $600 or $500 a month for an average car payment is insane.
Whoa.
And food also delivery.
Just subscription services too, or how much we really pay to just know that we have the option to be entertained in so many places. But the thing is, I'm a victim to it. I love knowing that at any moment I could get on Hulu, Disney, and Max, and Netflix, and Paramount, and I got it all. But sometimes I'm like, there are months where I go and I have not watched Paramount Plus. And I'm like,
no, I know.
I
I'm like, damn it.
It's not that expensive, though. That's not what's putting
I
you in
guess,
the hole.
I guess, but it's just we grew up in a time where it's like, well, let's reject paying the modern cable subscription and pay for these services because we think we're going to be saving money. And I feel like sometimes we're paying even more money just to keep ourselves optionally entertained.
100%, but now we're paying the same amount anyway.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes I just love the peace of mind, but sometimes I find myself like victim to like I'm paying all of these subscriptions. I have my AMC pass because I want to be entertained.
AMC?
Here. Yeah.
Okay, you might need to look at all your... That's
well,
AMC,
has that too. I'm
but,
like,
but
we
if
don't
you go, but it's $25 really? A month, yeah. But every time you go to the movie, it's $17, and if I go to the movie two times a month, then it's
like...
It's
$19 now.
Oh, it's $19? They reduced it?
To AMC the other... No, $19 to go to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it gets crazy. Expensive.
And it was like $19 and he was like, I might as well just buy this fucking pass.
Yeah.
If I go one time a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that was like, y'all still hitting the adult button when you buy movie tickets? And there were so many replies that were like, wait, you can just say kid and like they don't care.
I guess.
Because I wonder when you like scan your code
or
whatever.
You have to show your ID every time.
But I wonder if they're like, they don't really
Well, maybe it's for a rated R movie. You can't buy a child pass. But if you buy...
Maybe. Well,
if it's like even PG-13, you have to show your ID because they just want to verify that this is your account in your name when you show them your ticket.
But I mean, I don't know if they're seeing that you purchased a child ticket rather than an adult ticket. Because it is cheaper. Like when Nolan and I saw Substance, I was getting the tickets for like, I was like doing it on his phone. And I was like, what the hell? Like, how can kids come see this even? But yeah. I don't know. The top comment on Reddit is credit card interest, which I think is really interesting.
Insane. Yeah.
Because that's probably true. There's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. People just think, oh, just pay it off. And they end up paying more.
The lack of financial literacy for credit cards is insane.
Or people who are like, you know how like now when you buy just like clothes or shoes or something, it's like, or you can pay Klarna. This in four monthly payments. I'm like, how about you shouldn't be buying the shoes at all? If you are thinking about a pair of shoes and you're going to pay it off in four payments, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't buy the shoes.
I know. I feel like...
I like the thing.
Sometimes you really want them, though.
If you can't afford two of it, you can't afford one of it.
That's no fun.
Well,
what if it's a car, though?
I think they say that about a car. Like, yeah. The only way you know if you could afford the car, if you can buy
a second one. I guess that's kind of true. Yeah. I guess you don't want to, like, spend half of your bank account on a fucking car. Mm-hmm. But...
And, like, nowadays, dude, if you buy a car that's, like, from 2020, which is now 4 or 5 years old, you're getting a sick fucking car. But in the 90s, 2000s, every year, there would be, upgrading. Like, a new feature that really makes a difference. Like, damn, this has a backup camera.
Now they all have
backup
cameras.
Damn, this has a CD player. Now, like... Yeah, I don't know. Buying that's I think the two biggest things that people spend money on is a new car.
Yeah.
And car payments are out of control these days. It's fucking insane how much people are paying for cars. And then credit card interest, insane. 30% because you bought a dress for $100. Now it's 130. Insane. Not a dress, whatever you're buying. I don't know. Like, yeah. And like, it's really a shame that how trapped people are. I feel bad. Because you can get stuck with like $1,000 in credit card debt. And if you don't pay that $1,000 off, it could cost you like $3,000 over the course of a year. So those things, though, where it's like pay over time, when it's 0% interest, I kind of don't get what the downside is. I think the problem is that people miss a payment. And it's like once you miss a payment, then it's crazy interest.
Do you feel like lately now as we've gotten older and you take Ubers and stuff with friends, we're not splitting it up? As much anymore.
I couldn't tell you the last time I split an Uber.
Correct.
I also like never take.
I know. We don't do it anymore. But I remember when I was younger.
Yeah, we'd
it was
always
just like,
split.
Hey, Venmo me this. But as we get older, and I think that's a reflection of being a little bit more financially stable, and we trust, and hopefully you have the manners enough to be like, hey, I'll get you a drink since that paid for the Uber.
Yeah.
Like I'm less like wigging out or stressed out about it, but sometimes I'm like. But I do always ask if I'm getting in like a big Uber XL and somebody else bought it. I'm like. Hey, I can Venmo you, but now it's like, hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, usually like I'll get one.
Feeling it's probably more due to
us getting older. Yeah,
which is kind of funny because now it's more expensive than ever.
Ubers,
yeah.
Like back when we were doing it was so cheap.
I was in Uber,
like $5.60. Venmo me $5.60.
I remember when I moved here, Uber was like $8 to go somewhere, and I was like, how is this possible? It was fucking insane.
I know.
Like that's expensive or cheap?
So cheap.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For like, it would be like a 20-minute Uber would be like $9.
To go 2 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get like other people who
totally
are maybe not in the best financial spot still being like, okay, we can do an Uber four ways.
Of course. I mean, especially for like a big night out and stuff. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for watching. Be sure to like and subscribe and follow our Instagram and everything else. We'll see you next week.
Toodaloo.
Bye-bye.